Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now, Lord. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord.
I'm not afraid to Amen. Amen. To all of you Jesus chasers out there, abide in him, and he will abide also in you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, to the mothers, the praise team, intercessors, our youth, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and that miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. On this morning, as we bow down and come before the throne of Almighty God, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory, giving him the worship and the thanks for all things, oh, we glorify him right now in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you this morning?
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith. I'm blessed this morning. Hallelujah. First, Father God, I come to your humbleness. I know how humble, just as a child, God. God, I thank you. God, I give you the honor. I give Jesus Christ the honor, who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and every one at ADM Ministry, and to each and every one all over the world, and every mother, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we come to you once more, God, come into the throne of thanksgiving this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you how you just shielded us and protected us all last night, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And this morning came around once more, God, and just breathe on us, God. Breathe into these vessels once more, God. And as we begin to roll over, God, we begin to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, God. Thank you for your mercy, hallelujah. Thank you for your keeping power. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every group once more to you, God. Constantly lifting them up to you, God. Continue to shield and protect, God. Lead and guide them into the path of righteousness, God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for saving them and raising them up and filling them with your precious Holy Ghost, God. Oh, God, we thank you for teaching them at a young age. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning, God. We lift up every man vessel, every woman vessel of God this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every man. In the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to teach him, lead him, and guide him. In the name of Jesus, God, God, we thank you this morning, God, for every ministry, God, that's coming forth with your word, the true words coming from the lips of clay. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning, God. We can't help but to say thank you, Lord, because you've been mighty good to us. You've been better to us terrible Sunday than we've been to ourselves. God, God, we thank you, Lord, for teaching us and leading us and guiding us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for continually to order our footsteps in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, let us begin to just praise you and glorify your name all over this nation, God. Terrible Sunday. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue to be that mind regulator for us, God. Create us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, I ask you, how about Sunday? Let us be steadfast, unmovable. How about Sunday in the name of Jesus this morning, God? Hey, glory be to God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is, God. Oh, God, we're still standing on the word of yours, God. Because your word is true, God. Oh, by your stripes we'll heal this morning, God. Hear about Sunday. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, God, this morning, because somebody can't move this morning. In spite of our, how about Sunday? In spite of the pains in our body, God, we'll say thank you, God, because we realize, God, that you're healing. You are the healer, Lord, about Sunday. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. I ask that you church each and everyone, God, is tuned in. And the ones not even tuned in, God, all over the world, God. Oh, God, whatever they need, let your perfect will be done. If it's miracles, how about Sunday? Give them a miracle, how about Sunday? Oh, God, if it's a change in their life, a turnaround, oh, God, a heart fixed, the mind regulated. God, do it for them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let people all over the world know, hey, about Sunday, that you still live, huh? That you still live, huh? You're still making a way out of no way, God. And about Sunday, huh? You're still, all about Sunday. Yes, God, you still a heart fixer this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, these things we ask you, God, this morning, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God, let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. In spite of all, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
The Spirit touched every area of the corporate prayer by our mother this morning.
Hallelujah.
Come in the midst,
yes,
right,
Lord,
now, and touch Holy Spirit. Move on the hearts and the minds and the thought process in,
yes,
everybody,
Lord,
in this room,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes.
Give us a new perspective, Lord God.
Yes,
and a new
application
of your word and information, Lord God, that we can go forward, Father God, in you. Higher heights and deeper depth.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, pour out your anointing right now. Only,
yes,
everybody,
Lord.
Every request, Lord God.
Yes,
let's,
Lord,
be on you right now. Those on your business right now, Lord God, pour it out right now. Give them the answer, Lord God, to take them where they need to go in you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
and Holy Spirit,
Jesus,
of the living God, we're going to praise,
yes,
you. And we're going to,
yes,
thank
you, Lord.
We're,
yes,
going to,
Lord,
be victory, because we are victory in you, Lord,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, we are.
Through
in the name
Holy
of
Spirit.
Jesus.
So we ask right in now, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
touch,
Lord Jesus.
From the north, south, east, and the west.
Internationally. Yes, Lord
Jesus. Nationally.
In the name of Jesus.
Pour out your anointing, Holy Spirit. Pour it,
yes,
out right,
Lord,
now. As never before.
In the name of Jesus.
Your time is growing short.
It almost,
oh,
in the name of Jesus this morning,
so
God.
In the name,
hey,
of,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
Holy Spirit. Let,
yes,
your anointing power flow.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Coast to coast. In the name,
thank,
of
you, Jesus.
Let,
yes,
it
Lord,
flow right now.
Hey, yes, Lord,
heart,
Jesus.
Right
in the
now,
name,
in
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
Holy Spirit,
Lord,
we thank you, God.
Thank
we
you,
can
Lord.
Do all things in Christ Jesus.
You, yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. We can,
Jesus,
do it. We can,
yes,
do it. We can be victorious. We can,
amen,
be.
Yes, we can.
We can be what you would have us to be.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
Hey. Yes, Lord
Holy
Jesus.
Holy, strive it. Oh, glory.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
In the,
yes,
name,
Lord,
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The news in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Once again, in the name of Jesus. Now,
yes,
touch,
Lord,
every man.
Jesus.
Touch every man.
Yes, Lord.
Touch right now.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Spirit, man, the Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
That the victory is ours.
Mm.
And that we grasp
it is.
And take
yes,
it.
Lord. Before, yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Right now, in this new year, Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Have your way right now. As we surrender all and everything that is not like God right now, Holy Spirit, fill us up. Fill us up with capacity and overrunning right now. Overfill our cup, Lord Jesus, in your anointing right now. And give us what we need to take us a little further in this day in you, Lord Jesus. And we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the honor, Yehovah Shammah. Going to give your name the glory. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because Jesus, your name is victory, and you are victorious. So we thank you, and we praise you this morning. As we bow down before you, your holy throne, we say, have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, and we give you thanks right now for all things. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, bless this holy name. Oh, bless His holy name. How sweet it is. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, to be in the world this morning in the Holy Spirit of the living God. No better place to be, oh, glory, than to be under His wings and His shadow. Oh, glory of the Almighty, giving us comfort, giving us love, giving us peace, direction, and guidance in the name of Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify your holy name for everything. This morning, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Blessed Holy Ghost, the Trinity, all three of them. Thank God. Amen. 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 Well, praise God, we will move on along. And once again, praise God. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to each and every one of us. God chases. Let us abide in Him as He abides in us. Amen and amen. And now, we're going to turn things over to our own deacon, Joe Jackson. Amen. After Deacon Joe Jackson, the next voice that you will hear will be our very own pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Praise God. Deacon Joe Jackson, you got the wheel right now.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
It's another new day in 2019. I'll be coming from Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 3, and then I want to drop down 27 through 31. The woman who fears the Lord, an excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than a jewel. The heart of her husband trust in her, and he wouldn't have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to be the way of her household and does not eat of the bread of idleness. Her children raise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellent, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her work be praised all and All Hope Day. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Deacon Joe.
Bless you, Apostle.
Amen. 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 God bless you, saints of God, peoples of God, godly. Thank God for each and every one of you. Welcome to 2019. Many of you, my God, I haven't heard, spoke to some of our partners and listeners, my God, since 2018. We thank God for each and every one of you all over the world. I know that it is a blessing. Amen. Let me tell you something. I don't want you to get comfortable, my God, and I know many of you probably be still on the celebration inside, my God, but you need to hurry up and get off of that. Amen. Holiday over, celebration is over. It's time for you to get ready to put in the work, for you to begin to, for you, for the prophecy that God done spoke out in your life and spoke out in this time, my God. Get ready to manifest, for it can manifest in your life. Amen. You got to understand something. When God speaks, the enemy hears, and when the enemy hears, he want to make sure he bring doubt. He's going to make sure he want to bring all types of things in your life. That's the sign that you're on the right path. Amen. You got to understand that when God speaks, the enemy want everything the enemy want everything to be rejected. Amen. He don't want you to believe. He don't want you to see. He don't want you to think it's going to be so. He wants you to believe in something else. And that's something that we as saints of God, we got to get out of. Get out of your situation, your issues, your feelings, your emotion. Get out of all that kind of stuff there, because the enemy going to always dwell right in there. Amen. Why? Because he want to take your focus and put it on something else. Because when your focus is on something else, you're going to always miss the set timing of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, I want to drive something in this morning right quick, and I'm going to drive it in. We're going to drive right back out, because we want to make sure we put in our perspective. First thing, my God, especially this morning, you want to make sure that you have going, or you having a habit of getting up in the morning, you commanding your morning, you speaking to your purpose, you speaking to your destiny, you prophesizing those that is needed a healing. You get up in the morning. Don't get up like you usually get up. Amen. You get up moaning, you get up complaining, you get up with yesterday problems, yesterday issue have not resolved, yesterday issues. Don't do that. If you're going to get a change, change means something that you are doing different. Amen. It's much more than just talking this thing. It's just much more than speaking this thing. It's a practice. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that you practice every day. Amen. So you practice this lifestyle to be what? Perfect. You just don't be practicing. You practice it to be perfect. So you get up, my God Almighty, not with yesterday issues, not with yesterday problem. If you need a healing, you begin to speak to the area that you need a healing in. You need a healing in your body, healing in your mind, healing in your lungs, healing in different things that you begin to speak. Because one thing about it, when the set timing of God comes in play, everything that is like a magnet take place with earth and heaven. Whatever you bind on earth is bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is what? It is loose in heaven. So it's communication going on with earth and heaven. One thing about the spirit realm, the spirit realm don't know all this, all the language. It knows the language of God. It knows speaking those things, be that, be those words. Amen. You have to speak the things of heaven. You have to speak the things of the kingdom. You cannot speak defeat. You cannot hope and ponder. You cannot go into self-pity mode. You cannot go in moaning and crying mode. Y'all hear me? Because the heaven is not going to respond to you. Even though it have your address, even though it have your GPS coordinates to your location, but it's not going to find you, because it's Jesus only knows, my God, the sounds that comes from heaven. I declare and decree this year, not only this year, but before this month is out, you're going to begin to have a kingdom language that you're going to begin to speak the things that is in the kingdom. Because whatever you send out, that's going to come right back to you. So you got to understand, the Bible speaks of there's power, life and death is in where? It's in the power of tongue. I don't care how mad you get this year. I don't care how sad you get this year. You watch your tongue, because that is a strategy of the enemy to pull individuals or move individuals into different places, into different things, that you say things that you don't mean. You got to understand, you might not mean it, but the spirit realm understand it, the spirit realm caught it, and the spirit realm going to begin to move on it. Why? It's power, life, and death. It's in where? It's in your tongue. You got to watch what you speak. Amen. You get up in the morning, I don't care what things look like, you begin to speak positive. You begin to speak how successful you are. You begin to speak how your money is turning around, how it is overflowing. You begin to speak prosperity is in your life. You begin to speak no weapon formed against you is not going to prosper. You're going to begin to speak, this is going to be my best day that I had in any other year. This is going to be, my God, my best Thursday than last year Thursday, than year before last year Thursday. This is my best time. You're going to speak, I am healed, I am blessed, I am more than a conqueror. I'm going to walk this year. I'm going to, my God, Almighty. You begin to prophesy. Many of you got the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is just not for a Sunday service. Y'all hear me? Just not for your next local revival. The Bible talks about it in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Where you begin to operate in the gift because of the Holy Ghost. Is there any Holy Ghost field individuals here? My God, are you just back to you? I'm pretty sure you're getting up in the morning. You're calling on the name of God. You're ready to come to prayer. You're ready to tap into an area of prayer. I'm pretty sure that you got something down inside of you that is called the Holy Ghost. Y'all better hear me. So therefore, you begin to prophesy and you begin to speak, my God, utterance of the Holy Ghost. Speak your future. Speak your destiny. Don't allow the enemy, my God, to taint your purpose, to taint your destiny. You keep speaking life. The Bible says that God gave us life and life more abundantly. Is there anybody ready to speak life? Is there anybody ready to see the best time, the best, my God, your best year this year? Mother Zella said something powerful last night. Many of you crossing over with residue. Amen. Get rid of this residue. Get rid of all that. Don't play with it. She also said, don't you play with it. Don't make excuses of it. Because one thing about it, the residue can also get rid of it to turn into a vine. It can turn into a seed. That's all it needs. It needs, oh my God, a little bit of DNA or something else. Your DNA is of your father. It's not of last year's issues. It's not of your issues. It's not of your weakness. Your DNA is of your heavenly father. And your heavenly father say you are blessed and you are highly favored. Is there anybody getting this morning? That is your DNA. That is your, my God Almighty. That is what's inside of you. You are a conqueror. You are blessed. You are blessed going in and blessed going out. You're blessed in the field. That is your DNA. It's time for you to begin to walk as sons and daughters of the Most High. Walk into your DNA. Your DNA don't have anything to deal with defeat. It don't have anything to deal with giving up. It don't have anything to deal with throwing in the towel. It don't have anything to deal with any type of negative talk, because your DNA wasn't, my God Almighty, it wasn't created for negativity. It was created for the things of God. Listen this here, my God Almighty, make sure that we begin to put things in perspective. Understand, I'm going to be driving this month so hard, because last year we was dealing with a circle. Who's in our circle? Who's in our who's in our circles, who's in our space. I'm going to drive this home so much this year, amen, because you've got to make sure you're looking at your circle board. For my Simpson friends that doesn't know, when we're talking about a circle, you got to draw a circle on a piece of paper. Like, as a matter of fact, draw three circles, one a small one in the middle, then one outside that, then one outside that. That small one in the middle, that's dealing with people that is connected to you, people that are influenced to you, people that, my God Almighty, that you, my God, rely on to help you to get to where your purpose, they get you to a place. These are people that are close to you in your life. Many of you, I want you to catch this right here. Many of you, you had to cut folks out of your life in 2018. You had to let some folks go. Some folks walked away. Now, you got to be careful who you link back up with. Many people are going to change. Yes. Many things is going to change around you. Yes. But because it changed, that doesn't mean you have to form a relationship back with it where you once was. This is the treatment of the adversary. You got to understand, while you was catching hell last year with different individuals and different folks, your life was already changing. That's why they had to leave. That's why they walked away. That's why you had to cut some things away. You had to cut some foolishness away. Y'all hear me? Amen. Because why? They still plan, and you want to go ahead for a change. So your life, not only it changed, life 2018, it changes 2018. Now watch this. In the same thing it changed, you went into where? An elevated place. You went into more of a mature place, more of a higher place. So now other things that are around you going to change, guess what? They are behind on time. So as soon as you begin to form a relationship with them, because your heart is so sweet as gold, what's going to happen? It's going to cause you to be delayed. It's going to cause you to be back on, to be behind on time. You got to keep going forward. You got to keep moving forward. God got new things for you. Thank God that people are going to change. Thank God situations are going to change. You thank God, but you cannot link up with old covenant relationship when God is bringing you into something new. You just thank God. God, I thank you that they've been delivered. I thank you that they've been healed. I thank you that things are worked out, but it doesn't mean it's for me. Y'all gotta hear me. It doesn't mean that it's still my relationship. It's for me to link back up with. It's for me to get ready to embrace. Y'all gotta hear me. Because why? All things are passed away. Behold, new things are before you. You get your, my God, get your board together. Get your vision board together. The Bible says, my people, my God Almighty, for a lack of vision, many of us are being destroyed. We are perishing for a lack of vision. What is your vision this year? Where are you heading this year? Are you just going to exist, my God, just to be living this year? You just want to exist? What are you healing? What are your goals? What are you planning on accomplishing? What do you want God to do? I just want to be blessed. I understand you just want to be blessed in what area you want to be blessed. Your home, your finances, your relationship, your health. What do you want to be blessed in? And when you category your areas that you want, God, things that you need to accomplish this year, now you got something to be focused. Many people are not focused, my God, because they don't have no vision. I'm not talking about your dream. I'm not talking about your ambitious thought. I'm talking about what is your vision. Y'all got to hear me. My God, what is your purpose? What is your vision? You got to understand that when your vision is exposed to you, you're going to get ready to go through something because of your vision. Joseph went through something. It wasn't just a dream. That was reality. That was his vision that God gave him, that what he is on this earth to do, what he's going to reign with, where he's going going to walk with? What is your vision? Amen. You got to understand, my God, if the kingdom of heaven ain't coming up against you, trying the kingdom of Satan is not trying to come against you to stop your vision, you better look at it, because you probably got a good thought. You probably have a good idea, but that doesn't mean it's your vision. Y'all better hear me. My God, what are you going to accomplish this year? Are we going to do the same old thing? I'm just tired of people. I'm looking for a change. Yes, you're changing in one area, you need a change. So many people, we got a change going on, but the question is, what in what area? If you're not going to be mindful of what area you need a change with, you're going to always do something what Pastor Smith called, you're going to keep bucking the system. You're going to keep bucking God. You're going to be around here walking around like you're a victim. Somebody has to get you. You got to understand, God ain't worried about the good stuff with you, baby. He worried about things that is going to prevent you from worshiping him, prevent you from not being blessed, prevent you not going to the next level, prevent you not to attain the things of God, prevent you to miss your set time with him. That's what God is worrying about, because there are the things that are going to stop you or prevent you from heaven to embrace you. My God, do you hear it this morning? Where are you going? My God, where are you going? Where are your family going? Where are you and your family going? So many individuals, my God Almighty, doesn't sit down talking about a plan, family member, husband and wife. All we doing, we just going to do. Husband and wife, you just live. And you just existed. I need to work. We need to make this money. We understand that, but where are we going? Where are we going? Men's, where are we going? Where are your family going? My God, a visionary, where are you going? Without a vision, you will perish. Without a vision, the enemy going to come in, and the enemy going to set your focus. You're going to be all over the place. You're going to be here. You're going to be there. What are you going to accomplish this year? It is your time for blessing. It is your time for purpose. It is your time for prosperity. It is your time to go. But it is things that we have to put in this proper place so we can begin to attain the things of God. My God Almighty, I said this last year. My God, we're going to say it this year. You cannot be lazy in attaining the vision. You got to be individuals that are willing to put in the work. The Bible says faith without work is what? It's still there. You can't sit there speaking on the tongue. My God, God, you finna ring it down. No. You got to put some movement in your action. Then you're going to begin to see what God going to do for you in your life. You got to put some movement in it this year. My God, stop running to your next revival, your next local revival. Think of something finna happen, somebody finna give you something. My God, do you realize by now that the kingdom of heaven is nothing instant about it? It's not a microwave product. You can put it in a microwave, press it, and boom, it's done. It's not a crop, a pressure cooker product. It's not none of these products. No, it's old school. You got to bring out the flour, bring out the eggs, bring out the unsalted butter. You bring out a little baking soda. You got to put these ingredients together. Old school. This is nothing instant about the spirit realm. Y'all hear me? It's a process that you're going to have to go through. You're going to have to walk through. Y'all better hear me. You could go and don't fall for these traps that you've been falling for. Every year, you keep falling for them. You keep falling for them. Baby, do you realize now that the songwriter, my God, was on to something when it said, it is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my mother. It's not my sister. It's not my cousin. It's not my uncle. It's not my daddy. It's not my friend. It's not my spouse. It's not my co-worker. It is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Therefore, Father, we thank you that you already begin, my God Almighty, to extract things that is none of you and articulate your word in our spirit. We declare and decree this morning that we not only, my God, change for the better, but we're going to begin to operate it. We're going to begin to have our lifestyle. We're going to begin to walk in it like never before. This is our best day, our best year. This is going to be, as we begin to prophesy it, as we begin to declare it, as we begin to decree it, as we begin to say it is so, it will be so. God, I pray that those are struggling with the vision, with being focused and goals, that as they begin to seek you, God, I pray that you begin to give them, my God, visions and goals for their homes, for their life, because we're going to conquer, we're going to be successful, we're going to pursue, we're going to do the things within you, and we're going to celebrate, and when it comes time to eat the fruit of our labor, we're going to eat the fruit of our labor. Rejoice this morning, all you saints, and my sons and daughter international, it's afternoon time with you. You still rejoice over there in your afternoon time. God is ready to move for you, but we got to make sure that we make sure we line it up with him. Don't get up in the morning no more. No more. No more. That is a parasite. That's a spiritual parasite. Amen. That is want to eat up your thoughts, eat up your mind. And basically it's the canker worm that want to eat up your blessing. Don't get up with it. You get up, declare and decree. Regardless of what you got to face, you begin to prophesize to it. You begin to speak to it. Amen. Make it your daily resume. Many of us, my God, are mine. I understand that you have morning things that you do, but make sure you're declaring the decree and you're speaking to your purpose. Make sure you're speaking what you need to happen, what you want to happen, because whatever you release out, you got to believe life and death and the power of tongue is going to come right back to you. Speak life. Amen. Get your vision board together. Get your voice. Who's going to be in your circle this year? My God, some people you probably outgrow, my God, in that first circle. And you got to go back and reevaluate your circle. Hey, y'all got to hear me. My God, you got to go back and reevaluate some connection you probably outgrow. Some people you probably think you probably outgrow. And now you got to reconnect your vision board. Y'all hear me? You got to reconnect. So make sure you get into your who need to get in your recycle, your circle. Y'all hear me? Circle of influence. Going to influence you. Now that other circle, that second circle outside, the center circle, amen, that's your friends. That's some of your family's members, amen. We joke. Sometimes they say things that are serious, but sometimes they're not. They're my friends. They're my family. You know, they dare, amen. My God, then that third circle, you already know, that's your associates, amen. That is your associate. So you make sure you enter the things that you are, you checking out things that is going to be a blessing to you. You might make sure you bring in people around. My God, it's going to be an impact to you in your life. Amen. And make sure, my God Almighty, stop connecting, reconnecting old relationship. Amen. Great they changed. Great they got a new look. Great they got a new idea. Great they ain't the same person. Guess what? Your prayer's been answered. That doesn't mean it's for you to rehook up back with. Y'all better hear me. Because some people probably are not where you are, not getting fed the way you're getting fed. So it's a possibility that they could go back to the old them. Y'all better hear me. It's a possibility what you seeing just a place to where, my God Almighty, they're just very emotional. You might not see something authentic, so they can't go back. So the best thing to do, keep what? Keep looking forward. Thank you. I bless you. I love you. My God, I'm glad you changed. I'm glad things is different about you. But guess what? You got to keep going where? Forward. Amen. Father, we thank you that as we keep moving and as things keep happening, we're going to begin to accomplish things that is in our life. I think you've given us the tools and you've given us the things that we need for we to continue to accomplish things that we need to go forward with. This is our time and our season. We're going to embrace it. We're not just going to celebrate something that we don't have a plan for. We're going to celebrate because we have what? Plans and strategy to get ready to receive and embrace the things you have for us. Saints of God, I'm telling you, this is going to be your best time. It's going to be your best life. My God Almighty, it's things that we have to apply. It's things that we have to put into work. It's things that we're going to have to do. Amen. My God, the best thing that, the worst thing that the saints of God could do is get in your feelings this year. You don't want to do that. Amen. You want to make sure you acknowledge every area in your life. That means the good, bad, and ugly. Y'all better hear me. So many people don't want God, want the God to touch them and rub their back always on the good. But God don't want to touch the ugly. Amen. Got excuse for the ugly. You got to understand something. It's the ugly going to prevent you not receiving the things of God. It's not the good. So imagine if you already got some good, but you got some ugly. Let God take it away, the rest of the ugly, my God, and go ahead and put the good in there. Watch how beautiful your life will actually be. Stress free. You ain't going to have to worry. It's going to be good. It's your season. Amen. But the biggest thing that the Lord want me to drive this month, make sure you don't link up with old relationships. Don't do that. Amen. Because that's going to be a trickery to bring you back to your downfall. Keep moving forward. Families, keep moving forward. Friends, keep moving forward. Mothers, keep moving forward. Fathers, keep moving forward. Amen. Y'all keep moving forward. You can't look back. You want everything behind you or people or things. You want it to be in a good place. So you're praying for God to bless your enemies. You're praying for things to change. You want them to change. You don't want to never leave your enemy into a place, into a place where judgment. No, this is not no payback. This ain't no tit for tab. Amen. I understand the tutorial. Amen. I fire two for two. But that tradition is way past. Amen. Love and kindness have I drawn thee. That's this Bible. And that's the spirit of the Lord. Pray for them, love them, amen. You want them to change, you want their life for the better. But guess what, it's still not your relationship to hook back up with. My God Almighty, God, we thank you guys. We bless God for each and every one of you. I don't think I gave any shout outs to First Lady. God bless you, First Lady. I thank God for the ADM family. ADM family, what's up? What's up? What's up? Let's get ready to work this year. We got to get ready to get on the grind, especially this month. My God Almighty, because we got to get some things together for the Lord. Amen. Saints of God, I'm telling you this year, you want to make sure you hook up with ADM. Go ahead and partner with us. Many of you don't been walking with us, especially on this broadcast. Some of you for about 4 years, going on 5 years now. Amen. So it's time for you to come on and link up and hook up with us. My God Almighty, we're going to give you some information where you could call in and you could be able to get things that you need. And I'm so excited what God is doing. We're not taking no prisoners this year. My God Almighty, ADM, ADM is not taking any prisoners this year. We coming hard. We coming hard. Amen. We coming hard in the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we just coming hard, but though we coming hard for the saints of God, God's people, my God Almighty, we're not talking about the ones you already got a church on, but we're talking about our babies out there strung out on drugs, our babies out there strung out on alcohol, our babies don't know which way to go because they so devastated, they so hurt. That's my baby. They're the ones we coming hard for. And I'm telling you right now, if you're ready to link up and go to work, ADM is the ministry you want to be. God bless you all. Thank God for our very own Pastor Smith and Dick and Joe Jackson. Thank God for you all. Amen. And it's always been a blessing. Saints of God, let's go ahead, get this vision together, get your plan together. Amen. Don't let this month pass you without a solid plan. Don't let this month pass you without a solid plan. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Amen. At 7 a.m. God is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Presence of the Lord, I've been
free.
in your presence, Lord.
I found joy.
Grace.
And favor.
And favor.